eyes back onto the reason why we're here. I don't know what week you've just had, or whether it's been a busy one or a stressful one. But we're here now, and as brothers and sisters, let's just gather together and welcome God into this place. Just to focus on who He is, all His attributes. He is good, He is light, He is life. You are good when there's nothing good in me. You are love, on display for all to see. We turn our eyes to you, God, now.
Light of the world forever. be a sign. We are here for you. We are here for you. Let your breath come from heaven. Fill our hearts with your life. We are here for you. We are here for you.
To you.
To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy. Only you are worthy, God. Let your fire fall down. Let our shout be your anthem. Your hidden, you are our one desire. You alone are holy, only you are worthy, God. Let your fire fall down
one last time. To you,
to you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are our one. You alone are holy, only you are worthy, God. Let your fire fall down. To you our hearts are open, Lord. Search our hearts, know our thoughts.
Jesus, we are here for you. So you tell us to cast all our anxieties and our burdens onto you. So we come to you now and we just declare how great you are. Jesus, you are beautiful. You are wonderful. And you are powerful. And there's no better thing for us to just gather here and sing your praise. Lord, there is one thing that we seek and one thing that we desire, and that is to dwell in your presence. It is better to spend one day with you than 1,000 elsewhere. So Spirit, fill our hearts and our souls. Nothing is hidden from you.
What a wonderful name it is, the name of
nothing compares to this. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Before we move to hearing God's word, let's just ponder on that thought for a second. Let's just meditate on the beauty of Jesus, the wonder of Jesus, and the power that comes with his name. No doubt we all face different challenges in life, but surely one of those attributes of our Lord speaks into your heart. His beauty, wonder, or power. And the great thing is, he is all of those. And nothing compares to him. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your gift to us, and that you draw close to us today. And it's simply our turn now to draw close to you. So our hearts are open, our ears are wide, ready to hear from your voice. So Spirit, speak into our lives now. We yearn for more of you. And even if when we don't feel like it, show us how to love you more, how to yearn for you more. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Father, amen. Please take a seat. Let's just spend a few minutes now just to meditate on what's been said. Let's just ask the Spirit to guide us and what he may be bringing to our attention. I'm sure all of us have something that we are seeking the will of God in. Let's just reflect now whether we are loving, glorifying, surrendering, and recognizing that God is life, and he's moving. He's moving in this place and in our hearts, and it's up to us to be open and receptive. Deuteronomy 5, Moses is speaking to the Israelites and he's giving them the Ten Commandments. But before that, in chapter 4, he's speaking to them about just obeying God and to giving up their idols, he says this, 4:27, it says, "And the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you. And from there you will serve gods of wood and stone, the work of human hands that neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, if you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul. And when you are in tribulation and all these things come upon you in the latter days, you will return to the Lord your God and obey his voice. He will not leave you or destroy you." Seek his voice now with all our hearts and our souls, and ask his spirit to take us deeper, not necessarily to a place, or asking him where he thinks we should eat later, but to ask him to guide us into this present moment, this gift now, and into a deeper place, to recognize that he is here with us now. We're not chasing this God who's far away, this dream of how we think our lives should be. But right here, right now, in our state, in our mess, in our weakness, he's right here. And for the Spirit to take us deeper. Uses this time differently, as we said a few weeks ago. But really, it's just that place where you can commune with God yourself. So whether you want to sing out to him or pray to him, or maybe it's just that time where you want to listen and to hear his voice, just don't be afraid. Spirit, I believe that you have something to say to us as individuals and as a church. This is not something mystical or spiritual, but I believe that you have something to say to us every day. It's just whether we choose to listen. And even if we listen, it's whether we choose to obey. So as a church, as a family, we gather now and we open our minds and our hearts and souls to you, and we seek after you, and we hold on to the promise that you say that when we ask, we will receive, when we seek, we will find, when we knock, the door will be opened. To speak into our lives, into our specific situations. The Spirit, living God, take us deeper. Let us see more of you. Let us see as you see. Let us love you, let us glorify you, we surrender to you.
Faith will be made stronger in the presence.
presence of my Savior. Presence of my Savior. If you are able, would you like to stand? Into the unknown. And as we ask God to guide us, often it is in the unknown, and we don't know what the future holds. But His promise that He will never leave or forsake us, that He goes before us, that wherever we go, He is there already, that we no longer need to live in fear. My mom.
again into your family.
That there is only one God. There is none like Him. Calling them to lay down their idols, lay down the gods that they've made in their own lives. And so we join them in that spirit to offer our bodies as living sacrifices so that we may see God for who He is and to be able to discern His good and perfect will. So let's declare together as we sing one last song. There is no one like Him, worthy of every song that we sing, worthy of all the praise that we could bring. Jesus.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for You.
Jesus, a name.
Jesus, a name above every other name. Jesus, the only one that could ever say, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for You.
Holy.
And holy, there is no one like You, there is none beside You. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who You are. extend your love to those around me.
Worthy of every song.
Worthy of every song we could.
Worthy of all the praise.
Worthy of all the praise we could ever.
Worthy of every breath.
Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe.
We live for you,
for you.
Jesus, the name above every name.
Jesus, a name above every other name. Jesus, the only one that could ever say. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
Holy
and holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart. Upon your love, it is a firm foundation, I will put my trust in you, O Lord, and I will not.
We will build.
We will build our lives upon your love. It is a firm foundation. We will put our trust in you, O Lord, and we will not be shaken.
God, indeed, we put our trust and our hope in you. Jesus, may you be the rock on which we build our lives. So we thank you so much. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our Heavenly Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Please take a seat, and after some time of personal reflection, I just invite you to join us for hanging out downstairs for lunch. See you guys next week.